Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
A newborn baby girl was found dead yesterday inside a Jersey City home. Hours later, her mother died at the hospital. WCBS reporter Christy Kalishian says the conditions inside were horrific.
Needles, maggots, and feces have been said to be found in the Suburbia Court home. On Saturday morning, a dead newborn was found with her 41-year-old mother on the couch. The mother was pronounced dead hours later. The city had issued health, housing, and building code violations in 2019. Neighbors have said that the home was kept up before its owners died years ago. The owner's son, William Kelly, claimed that the home is no longer his responsibility because the bank owns it, but records say his parents still own it. The city prosecutor's homicide unit and Jersey City Police Department are investigating. Christy Kalishian, WCBS News Radio 880.
And Jersey City Mayor Stephen Phillips says the system of local, county, and state government worked technically, while at the same time they clearly got it wrong. He says they were at the same home last year issuing a number of violations, calls this a sad loss of life. A prominent transgender journalist says she was attacked at a subway station last night in Harlem. In a Twitter post, 26-year-old Serena Dignari says a couple spit on her, hit her, and yelled transphobic slurs.
I just wish people would leave me alone. They don't do anything. They just want to be left alone.
She also wrote to Congressman Adriano Espaillat. He responded, calling the attack horrific, says the MTA needs to conduct a full and thorough investigation. This happened Friday night on the southbound C platform at West 155th Street. Mayor de Blasio urged anyone with information to contact the NYPD Hate Crimes Unit, says transgender and non-binary New Yorkers deserve to travel in their city without fear. Dozens of New Jersey state troopers are now in Puerto Rico. They'll help with recovery efforts after a series of earthquakes rocked the island. WCBS reporter Steve Burns was at their send-off in Newark.
New Jersey State Police Colonel Pat Callahan thinks back to 2012.
In the wake of Sandy, we had troopers from all over the country come and help us out.
And this is their chance to repay that. 37 troopers are headed to Puerto Rico, the island rocked by a seemingly never-ending series of earthquakes. Callahan says this is a return of sorts.
About 2 years out from Hurricane Maria, and as we said to them when we left there after being there for 2 months, that if you need us again, we're coming back.
It's extra special to Trooper Jeffrey LeBron.
It warms my heart, the fact that I can be there in this capacity.
Himself a native Puerto Rican.
Our mission right now is to provide security for the camps.
Those camps filled with thousands of people who have lost their homes.
Puerto Rico needs us and it needs you.
The troopers heard from Governor Phil Murphy just before boarding their plane.
I wanted to say very simply, God bless you. Best of luck.
In Newark, Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
A college student in Connecticut is being monitored for the coronavirus. Wesleyan University says the student was recently in Asia and is suffering from a fever and cough. The State Department of Health in Connecticut says the student is in isolation as they work to find out if they are in fact suffering from the illness. In the meantime, the school has reached out to others who may have come into close contact with the student on campus. The WCBS Exergen weather forecast with meteorologist Bill Dager.
And Kevin, a much drier day ahead for today. No rain in our forecast to close out the weekend. And in fact, we look dry for the next 5 days as well, right through Thursday, each day featuring some sunshine. Temperatures which aren't too bad for the end of January. Today, partly sunny, a little breezy at times. That'll make it feel chillier. A high of 47, wind chills in the 30s. Partly cloudy, low 36 tonight. A breeze still with us tomorrow. Clouds in the morning. Break for some afternoon sun. High 46. Tuesday, partly sunny, 44. Cold front that moves through. Temperatures struggling to reach 40 both Wednesday and Thursday. Mostly sunny. And again, highs each day near 40.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.